Turner Jr.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military said Tuesday it killed a Hamas militant who participated in the October assault on Israel and was seen in a widely viewed video drinking a soda in front of two children who were wounded in a grenade attack that killed their father. The Israeli Defense Forces identified the militant as Ahmad Fazi Wadia and said he paraglided into the Netav Harizi community during the October attack. The Israeli military said Wadia was among eight militants killed in a Saturday airstrike in Gaza City. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Tuesday it will win its war against Hamas with or without arms from Britain, a day after the British government announced it would suspend some arms exports to Israel due to concerns about their use in Gaza. In a statement, Netanyahu's office said, "Instead of standing with Israel, a fellow democracy defending itself against barbarism, Britain's misguided decision will only embolden Hamas." Speaking to the BBC Tuesday, British Defense Minister John Healey said Britain remains a staunch ally of Israel, but the government was forced to make a legal judgment.
This is about following the rule of law, and this is a government that will respect the law. But in the end, the only way to end Israeli actions, the only way to end the attacks from Hamas, from Hezbollah, and from others that mean Israel harm, is for an immediate ceasefire.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have allegedly attacked a Panamanian flag tanker and a Saudi flag tanker in the Red Sea. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
In Monday's first assault, two ballistic missiles hit a vessel and a third blew up near the ship. That's according to the multi-nation Joint Maritime Information Center, overseen by the U.S. Navy. The private security firm Ambry said the second assault saw an aerial drone smash into a vessel, though there were no reported injuries or damage from the attack. The U.S. military blamed the Houthis for the attack. The Houthis claimed responsibility for the first attack, but not the second.
This is VOA News. Venezuela's Attorney General's office announced Monday a court has issued an arrest warrant for opposition leader Edmundo Gonzalez, accusing him of conspiracy and other crimes amid a dispute over whether he or President Nicolas Maduro won the July election. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
News of the warrant came from the country's Attorney General's office on Monday, which shared a photo of the document with Reuters. The warrant accuses Gonzalez of conspiracy and other crimes. Maduro spoke on state television after news of the warrant broke, calling Gonzalez a, quote, cowardly man. An arrest warrant against Gonzalez would amount to a major escalation in Maduro's government's crackdown against the opposition following the disputed July 28th election, which has included detentions of opposition figures and protesters.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. An attempted jailbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo's main prison in the capital, Kinshasa, has left more than 120 dead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Congolese authorities say around 130 people died during an attempted jailbreak in the country's main prison in the capital early Monday. Most were killed in a stampede, Interior Minister Jacquemin Shabini said on the social media platform X. He said some women were raped and dozens more were injured in the attack. Gunfire inside the overcrowded Makala Central Prison started around midnight on Sunday into Monday morning. There are videos that appear to be from the prison showing bodies lying on the ground and being carried into a vehicle. Makala, Congo's largest penitentiary with a capacity for 1,500 people, holds over 12,000 inmates. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea's famous kimchi is falling victim to climate change, with scientists, farmers, and manufacturers saying the quality and quantity of the Napa variety of cabbage that is pickled to make the ubiquitous dish is suffering due to rising temperatures. Reuters correspondent Sayakar Jasny reports.
Kim Seegup has grown kimchi cabbage for more than half a century and has seen dramatic changes that he blames at least in part on climate change.
I can feel that a climate crisis is approaching. There are many signs, but to give a representative example, take Maebong San Mountain in Taibek County, which can be considered the origin of Highland cabbage in our country. However, the cultivation area there has fallen by half because of soil diseases and viruses that thrive in high temperatures.
Napa cabbage thrives in cool climates, ideally between 64 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's where his correspondent Sayakar Jasny reporting. You'll find more on this and all the stories we're covering today on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.